Today we are starting on a new exploration, a new sermon series called Moving Mountains. And we're wondering about what it is before us, what it is that's stopping us, what it is that's in our way from doing the fullness of God's work in this world, from walking the full path that he has laid before us. The obstacles in that path are big. They can feel mountainous. And so we rely on Jesus' words when he answered, "For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." That's a big promise. There's a lot to that. Even in the promise, even in our faith, when we know those are Jesus' words telling us that truth, it feels impossible. Even when he says, nothing will be impossible, it feels impossible. And so this series is to prove Jesus right, prove God's work, explore this world and its chaos and its mountains, and wonder and see and know and then share the mountain-moving work that God is up to. This series is about harnessing the power of faith in God. That is all it takes. According to the promise, it takes just one thing and very little of it. The size of a mustard seed. Have you ever held a mustard seed? They are tiny, tiny, tiny. Just that much faith can hold enough power for you to say to that mountain, move from here to there, out of my way. So as we explore this and we wonder about what these mountains might be, are they the real physical mountains, the landscape? Are they the chaos that is life? What is before us? What is blocking us? I'm going to invite us into the scriptures. The very first one, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. I invite you to open your heart and mind to receive these words. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. May God bless the reading and our receiving of his word. I love this scripture. And I love the image. Just wondering what it must have been. If we already feel like it's chaos, and yet in the beginning it was chaos. Some of the translations even say, instead of the formless and empty, some of the translations say this chaotic sphere, this chaotic mass. And God hovered over those and brought them into order. Can you imagine? I can't. I so often feel like this is chaos, that there is chaos all around us, and what it must have looked like if it was chaos before. So I want to invite us into what might feel like chaos, what might feel mountainous, that we might explore it. For me, something that helps me, but it's really hard to do, is just to dive in and start sorting through it. Amy and I have been actively doing this in our house. Our goal this week is to touch everything in the house. Hold it. Is it worth being in this house? Why do we have it? Is it going to serve us any good in the future? How did it get here in the first place? Why do we have a pile of them? Yeah. That's right. It multiplies. Yes, it does. It's everywhere. And so we are on this intentional journey of diving into the chaos and making order of it. And there is something to that. There is something to that work of diving into the mess that you've been ignoring for who knows how long. It's been piling up on the kitchen table or the desk or wherever your spot is. Any flat surface, that's right. Something happens, though. When we, instead of hovering over it, we engage it, we've been given this gift. We've been made in God's image, and God is the one who hovered over the chaos first and brought it into order, and you have the same gift to dive into that chaos and bring it into order. And just going through a pile of stuff can just be this sense of peace. Now, it's unfinished business. There's, I think, bigger piles now that we've started. And I both don't even want to go back over there and also feel this need to go finish, because what we have done is good. The things we've brought into order and said, this is good. We're keeping this. Isn't that so much like what God was doing over the chaos? He took what was this chaotic mass and brought it into order. And he said, it's good. It is worth doing. You've been created for it. You've been created in God's image with God-like gifts. Not just to clean up messes, but to move mountains. And for some people, those can feel like real mountains, even disturbing something. Perhaps they bring up memories, people, difficult times. We tend to pile things over, things we don't want to see or think about anymore. And it's hard. But we can bring it into order. And in that order, there's peace. Those piles, that you're imagining right now, even though they might look like they've been there forever, they're moving. Just like the mountains are moving. Anybody know how tall Mount Everest is? Me either. Really tall. It's way, way up there. But did you know it's 3 feet taller today than it was 30 years ago? Not dust. It's plate tectonics. So there's two land masses coming together. One goes over, one goes under, and they're still moving. And that peak is moving up. That's how the mountains were formed. And they didn't just boing. They collided and slowly are moving. The mountains are moving. The movement of the mountains is part of God's creation. Other mountains are shrinking. If those plates are now receding from each other, those masses are receding. And so some mountains that have been studied over the last 100 years are descending. They're shrinking. It's an amazing thing to think about. We think of them as constant. We think of so many things as constant, as immovable, and yet they are fluid. We call so many things solid as the rock, when the only constant is change. And yet those piles, those mountains, can cause us to be stagnant. They can cause us to not move. They can be so overwhelming that we don't engage. We can get stuck in that journey when we see the mountain on the horizon and think, it's already been so hard, how could I ever get past that now? It might take a lifetime. It might be the death of me. But the mountain is moving. And so ought we be on the move. God, the creator, the one who made both the mountain and you, is on the move. We ought to be as well. I am not a scientist, if you haven't figured that out. But I love science. I love that exploration and the things that people discover in diving in. And what are they diving into? Chaos. They are wondering about what this thing is that no one knows anything about. And they're going to explore it until they find something they can hold on to, until they can pull out of the chaos a fact and share it with the world. That is what science is. Science is not in opposition to God. Do you feel like that someday, that it's presented to us that way, that God is one thing and science is another? Science is simply a language. It's a language in which we can pull something solid out of the chaos and say, I might not know anything else out of this whole mess, but 2 + 2 = 4, and so there's something I can hold on to. But it's amazing, because 2 + 2 isn't always the same. It's still 4, but it can be different depending on where you are. My 2 minutes plus 2 minutes is 4 minutes standing in this surface. And if you're flying the orbit of the Earth and you calculate 2 minutes and 2 minutes, it's different. That's what Einstein proved, is that the closer you are to the center of something's gravity, the closer you are to the core of the earth, I'm not going to mess it up. One is shorter, one is longer, depending on where you are in elevation. So if you are in orbit, I think time is slower. Man, I should have looked that one up. Yeah. And so my 2 minutes plus 2 minutes is four, and yours over there in the atmosphere is two plus two is four, but they're different. Science is funny like that. We dive into chaos and we put math to work in order to explain that it's not chaos, that there's actually some order to it. Science can provide peace like that. But it's not the final thing. Every good scientist knows, especially if they've really dug in, that they've only just begun some journey. And they are either going smaller and smaller and smaller or bigger and bigger and bigger. And not one of them has found the end. Some are exploring the elements and the atoms and the molecules and the particles and the getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and they still are finding no end. But what they have found, they can articulate. And what is it every time? It's mathematical beauty. It is perfectly in equation to itself and everything around it. When it looked like chaos before, science has allowed us the language to share that there's order to it. And the same happens when we look outward, when we see that we're just this earth in a solar system, in a universe, and it looks like chaos. And we discover that we are floating through space at speeds that I don't remember those numbers either. We dive into what looks like chaos and pull out these little bits of solid, shareable language that can give us peace. Maybe it doesn't give us a whole lot of peace to know that we're going like 240,000 light years per day through the atmosphere. That can be a little bit anxiety building. But there can be peace in there, that it's been constant, that it's exactly what we need for life. That as crazy as it might be, and bigger than we can imagine, and faster and more movement than we could ever fathom, and yet it is exactly in order. It is exactly as it should be. God created it, and it looked like chaos. And everything that God is in God's creation and spirit, all that chaos was put into perfect order. It's an amazing thing to think how big and small this world is and how it can look like chaos, but when we dig in, it's in perfect order. And to know in the deepest part of you that you are a part of the creation and of the Creator. The one who created all of this also put you in this place. And you might feel like chaos right now. But if we dig in, it's in perfect order. You are as you were created. You are all that you need in order to be you in this movement. Now, it's difficult to see ourselves in all of this great thing that's happening. But the Creator has made that possible as well. You are enough. You are exactly who you are created to be. to be a part of this, what sometimes feels like chaotic world. And more than that, to be a part of this kingdom that God is building on earth, just like it is in heaven. He's building something in heaven, on earth that is just like heaven. And so, if you were going to rate heaven on a scale of 1 to 100, you don't have to say it out loud. I'm hoping it's 100. If you're going to rate God on a scale of 1 to 100, same. If you were going to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 100,
yeah, that's what I thought too.
You don't have to say that number out loud. Is that number moving sometimes? Are there really good days and really not good days? Are they ever 100? If you rated yourself 100, humility might be something that needs to bring you, right? Maybe you just couldn't see that. But in God's eyes, you're exactly ordered and perfected. And what does that mean, perfected? Well, let's use that math. If the kingdom of God is 100 and you're rating yourself today at, we'll say, 60, what is that space in between those numbers called, mathematicians? The difference. That is the difference. It might be 80. It might be 20. But in God's eyes and in God's work that God has done in Christ Jesus, you're perfected. That means you're made the difference. The grace of God makes up all the difference. All the slack in between, all that stuff we feel like it doesn't make sense, it doesn't add up, even if my 20 plus your 30 and your 15, we're still not at 100 for one of us, God makes all the difference. God's grace in Christ Jesus is what makes up the difference. That is the definition of grace. It's something we can't attain, we don't deserve, we can't achieve, and yet it is freely given. And in God's eyes, it's there. We just haven't dug into the chaos to bring it into motion. I love that scripture, and I'm going to go back to it for a second. There's a moment in there, in that second day, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. I wonder about that so often. And I haven't got to go fishing in a long time until the last couple weeks. I've gotten to go twice in the last 2 weeks. And it had been way, way too long before that. And I love to watch the water move. It's always moving. Constantly. And being out in nature, it's amazing to see what looks like just constant movement, and yet it's perfectly ordered. Fishing is like a constant sermon. It is always hopefully looking forward to something awesome and rarely getting to hold it in your hands. It's more often getting tangled up, frustrated. But I got to see something the other day that I've seen a lot of times everywhere, but it just really caught my attention. And you've probably seen it too. Have you ever seen that moment when there's kind of a constant breeze, and then the breeze just kind of shifts in the other direction, and a tree releases every bit of pollen that it has, and it's almost like a cutout image of that tree just moves and then fades away? Have you ever seen that, where a tree releases like every bit of yellow that just kind of shifts off and flies away? If you missed it, it's probably about that thick on your car right now. You know, it happens, and it's the most amazing thing. That whole tree just releases all these microorganisms that are going to create life. They are the continuation of life. And that whole thing just kind of releases all at one time. And to me, that is both beautiful and chaos. I have an allergy test this week, and that means I'm off all of my allergy medicine. And so I see that, and I'm like, oh no. Have the puffer ready, and just, you know, it's both chaos and imperfect order. Those trees don't release that pollen until it is exactly time. And I wonder why it didn't release it while the wind was all blowing that way. It waited till this shift, and it all just goes. Whew. Have you ever watched underwater footage of a river or an ocean? The tide kind of shifts, the current shifts. Those plants that are growing up from the ground underwater are doing the exact same thing as these trees. They are waiting for just the right time. All of their life and the continuation of their life is within them. And they release what they need in order for life to continue into the current, into the movement that is all around them. God separated the waters. The vault is the sky. It's our atmosphere. We are in this sea of life together. The wind is our current. We are baptized by the same water. The water that God has separated, but it still acts exactly the same. It is a thing of beauty. And it can look like chaos, but when we dive in, there is such perfect order to it. It is something we can hold on to, find peace in, and be a part of. God is on the move here and in this community, and I hope in your hearts. And the time is coming for us to move and to be a part of the thing that's moving all around us. That life can grow. That it can be shared. That it can spread out, build, and have a future. As God creates, God sweeps over and speaks into being all of creation. God is a part of the movement. God is the movement. God has created you for the movement. Jesus empowers every one of us to be a dynamic part of building the kingdom of God. And so often we get stuck seeing this mountain in front of us. A mountain that's already moving. And a mountain that by faith in Christ, we can say, get out of our way. that we can say, move from here to there. And maybe that is what we're doing at home. Maybe we are just taking this pile and moving it from here to there, to there, and to there. But in that, there's peace. There's order. And there's you. We are united in this creation and in God's Spirit. And maybe God is moving us from here to there and here. But it's a beautiful thing. And there's order to it. And God is doing things within it. And he's calling us to be perfected in grace, perfected in Christ, that we may be a part of the movement, the ones who move in faith. Amen. I invite us.